Here's the thing nobody's talking about at your next fintech meetup. Your customers are doing great right now. Corporate revenues are at a four-year high. SMBs are healthier than the headlines suggest. But the capital markets funding your growth, they're quietly tightening underneath you. And if you're not watching the right signals, you're going to feel that squeeze before you see it coming. Today, we're breaking down exactly what that means for your business. Three proven GTM blueprints you can steal from founders who've already figured this out, and what the incoming regulatory wave means for anyone building on digital dollar rails. Let's get into it. All right, let's start with the big picture, because this one is genuinely important, and I don't want you to sleep on it. Michael Howell over at Crossborner Capital, who tracks global liquidity from the asset side of credit providers' balance sheets, meaning he's watching repo markets, shadow banking, collateral transformation chains, not just your standard M2 money supply. He's saying we are currently in what he calls the speculation phase of a roughly 60-month liquidity cycle, and his model puts the trough, the bottom of that cycle, around 2027. Now here's where it gets interesting for you as a founder. Darius Dale of 42 Macro reported just last week that S&P 500 revenue growth is accelerating to a near four-year high. His GDP growth estimate for 2026 and 2027 is roughly 50.
But here's the trap. In regulated payment environments, ACH, wire, card processing, agent-generated code that can't be traced to a human-reviewed specification creates real audit exposure. Your SOC 2 Type 2 controls typically require evidence of code review processes. Agent-generated pull requests require updated control documentation. Non-determinism is totally fine for UI scaffolding. It is absolutely not acceptable for ledger entries, settlement calculations, or fraud rule logic without formal verification or exhaustive automated test coverage. So where does your highest leverage engineering investment go in an agent-first world? Not into more agents. Into your test harness and sandbox environment infrastructure, the systems that can validate agent output at the system level before it touches anything regulated. Build that layer first. Let's close out with the regulatory picture, because there are two alerts here that directly affect your planning horizon. First, stablecoin reserve mandates. Darius Dale flagged that pending U.S. legislation is moving toward requiring both commercial banks and stablecoin issuers to hold treasury assets as high-quality liquid assets, essentially financially repressing both to support the treasury market. This is consistent with the direction of the Genius Act and related stablecoin legislation. No enforcement timeline has been cited yet, but the direction is clear. If you're building stablecoin rails, digital dollar payment infrastructure, or tokenized asset custody, your reserve management module needs to be built for modularity now. Retrofitting reserve composition logic into a live stablecoin system after a mandate drops is materially more expensive than designing for optionality upfront. Second, Fed chair transition. Multiple independent sources, Howell, Mark Newton at Fundstrat, and 42 Macro, all converge on Kevin Warsh as the incoming Fed chair, with his Senate confirmation hearing already dated April 21st. Warsh is expected to eliminate forward guidance and the dot plot, which directly increases bond market volatility and rate uncertainty. Newton puts the 10-year Treasury at 4.6% as major technical resistance, with a breach targeting 5% or higher. If you have variable rate loan origination systems, BNPL cost of capital models, or duration-matched cash management products, configurable rate path parameters are not optional right now. That's a feature you need, not a nice-to-have. And rounding out the capital picture quickly, Steve Hank flagged that U.S. bank loan growth is running at about 7% annually, with potential acceleration toward a 10% threshold he identifies as acutely inflationary given deregulation tailwinds. For fintech lenders and BaaS platforms relying on bank partner balance sheets, deregulation is a near-term credit availability tailwind, but the right early warning indicator to monitor is your bank partner's set T1 and Tier 1 capital ratios, not CPI prints. All right, here's your quick win before close of business today. Pull up your funding cost model, or build one if you don't have it yet, and add three live data inputs: the MOVE index, the software to Fed funds spread, and the share of treasury bill issuance that's short duration versus long duration. Set a threshold alert for when software spreads move more than 15 basis points above Fed funds. That's your early warning system for warehouse line repricing, and it gives you weeks of lead time instead of days. Costs you nothing to set up, could save you everything when the squeeze hits. That's your solopreneur intelligence briefing for today. Thanks for spending your morning with me. This stuff matters, and I'm glad you're paying attention to it. We've got more coming tomorrow, so stay locked in. Get after it. We'll talk tomorrow. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.